In 1974, after the breakup of the modern jazz quartet, Percy Heath formed the Heath Brothers. Besides Percy on bass, there's Jimmy Heath on tenor, soprano, and flute, Stanley Cowell on piano, Tony Perrone on guitar, and Akita Tana on percussion. From an evening concert called Now's the Time, here are the Heath Brothers, with Percy playing the baby bass on a song called Move to the Groove.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Move to the groove. It's in the same key as Now's the Time. This festival is part of, supposed to be called Now's the Time. So that's our closeness. This is a composition written by the maestro, Mr. Duke Ellington, entitled Warm Valley.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Here's a composition that features our piano player, Mr. Stanley Cow. It's written by Bud Powell, entitled Parisian Thoroughfare. Stanley Cow playing Bud Powell's Parisian Thoroughfare. Now is the time for this composition, which is called A Time and a Place.
I like that. Keep it going. This is our theme song called the Orthodox Blues. You've been listening to Mr. Stanley Cowell at the piano. Mr. Tony Perrone on the guitar. Yeah. Our percussionist, Mr. Akita Tana. On bass, Percy Heath. And your sax cymbal. I said sax. We got other sex symbols up here. See what I mean? Jimmy Heath on saxophone, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.
That sure knows how to wrap it up. The Heath Brothers from the Now's the Time concert on July 1st, 1982 at Carnegie Hall. Our recording engineer was Jim Anderson. The field producer was Wiley Rollins. And for Jazz Alive, I'm Ben Sidran. From the Solo Spotlight series at the Cool Jazz Festival, here's pianist, composer, and vocalist Jay McShann. the legendary Jay McShann doing it Kansas City style, playing My Child, and before that, Willow Weep for Me. The performances were recorded in the Forum Room of the New York Sheraton Hotel on July 2nd, 1982, by Malcolm Addy. Our field producer was Becca Pulliam, and our address here, should you want to drop us a line and get on our mailing list, is Jazz Alive, NPR, Washington, D.C., 20036. For Jazz Alive, I'm Ben Sidran. You know, one of the busiest performers at the 1982 Cool Jazz Festival in New York was tenor saxophonist Stan Getz. In addition to appearances and salutes to Lester Young, Thelonious Monk, and Alec Wilder, and as well as performing with the Four Brothers saxophone section, the ubiquitous Mr. Getz also presented his own fine quartet. The band members include pianist Jim McNeely, bassist Mark Johnson, and drummer Victor Lewis. Here they are, on stage at Carnegie Hall, the Stan Getz Quartet.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a great pleasure to be in the best hall in the whole world again. You are listening to On Piano, who incidentally wrote the first tune. It's the first tune on our... That's my voice! I'm studying to be a hitman. And you're first on the list. Anyway, it's got this tune on our new album, just came out this week. And our piano player and composer is Jim McNeely. Playing bass, Mark Johnson. And our drummer, Victor Lewis. Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to play a short version of the last tune that Billy Strayhorn wrote before he passed on. As you know, Billy Strayhorn and Duke Ellington collaborated for 28 years. They wrote over 1,000 songs together. This one Billy wrote on his own, and it was the last thing just before he died. Here it is. Got him, Chris. Thank you. Affinity for Billy Strayhorn. We're going to close with Bud Powell composition that closes the new record. By the way, the new record is called Pure Gets, meaning how pure I am. It's called Tempest Fugit. Thank you.
That's Tempest Fugit by the Stan Getz Quartet. Jim McNeely on piano, Mark Johnson on bass. Look out for Victor Lewis on drums, and of course Stan Getz on tenor saxophone. Before that, we heard Strayhorn's UMMG, and the set began with pianist Jim McNeely's composition On the Up and Up. The group was recorded June 25th, 1982 at Carnegie Hall by Jim Anderson and the Fedco Truck, and our field producer was Fred Bork.